Mishnah Gimel, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Bidkin Arba Asar, one must check for Chometz on the night of the 14th of Nisan, but if he didn't manage to do so, then he is still obligated to, and he should do so of Arba Asar Shachris. He should search for the Chometz during the morning of the 14th. And if he didn't even manage to do that, then of Shas Habir, at the time that the obligation to destroy the Chometz begins, if he still hasn't searched for the Chometz, he should search for it then. As we're going to see in the next Mishnah, that refers to the beginning of the sixth hour of the day. And then he's got up until midday, up until the end of the sixth hour, to check for Chometz. But according to Yehuda, if he has failed to do so by midday of Erev Pesach, then he should not check afterwards, because we are concerned that if he checks for Chometz afterwards and then finds some Chometz, he might come to eat it. And it is forbidden mid-Oraisa already from the afternoon of Erev Pesach to eat any Chometz. On the other hand, V'chachom and V'chachom say, Lo Yibodek Arba Asar, if he did not manage to check for Chometz on the night of the 14th, then Yivdek Arba Asar. He should check for Chometz on the day of the 14th, all day. Of course, ideally he should do it before midday, but if he doesn't manage to, then even once the prohibition of eating Chometz has begun, he should still search for the Chometz. And Lo Yibodek Arba Asar, if he didn't search for the Chometz on the 14th, on Erev Pesach, then Yivdek B'Soich HaMoed. He should search for Chometz during Pesach itself. The reason for the Chachomim being that if the entire reason why he is searching for Chometz is in order to destroy the Chometz, we do not need to be concerned that he might forget and by mistake eat the Chometz. His whole point in searching for it is to get rid of it. And really, you do need to search for it, because any Chometz which you owned or which you had in your possession during Pesach, you are forbidden to benefit from that Chometz even after Pesach. So you do need to search for any Chometz. And in fact, as the Mishnah illustrates, if he didn't check for Chometz during Pesach either, then Yivdek La'achar Moed, he should search for the Chometz after Pesach to check which Chometz was there during Pesach, so that he knows that it's forbidden to benefit from it. And again, we are not concerned that he'll come to eat it, because the entire reason why he is searching for it is in order to destroy it. Alright, now the Mishnah ends off by going back to a regular search for Chometz, where you search, let's say, on the night of the 14th. So during the morning of Erev Pesach, it's still permitted to eat Chometz. So if somebody wants to have Chometz for breakfast, let's say, or Masha Meshayer, that which he leaves over on the night of the 14th, after he has searched for the Chometz, he leaves over in order to eat in the morning of Erev Pesach, or in order to destroy the Chometz on Erev Pesach. Yanichenu Betzinah, he should put that Chometz in a hidden place, covered away, so that he does not need to do a whole nother search after that, because if he puts it out in the open, then it could be that somebody might take a bit of it, move it to another place, and then you'll have to search all over again. So you should place it in the corner somewhere, so that the Chometz is not spread to any other place, and then all you need to do is eat it or destroy it before midday on Erev Pesach.